This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Survivor's on tonight.
All right.
Oh, so exciting. Mm-hmm. Finally going to, I think we're going to find out what's going to go on with that Extinction Island, whatever
so.
The hell they're calling it. Because now that there's three people. So either they'll be having competitions to fully kick someone off on those things, or they're just going to wait until half the tribe's on there,
well,
and then they'll...
Bad news for the first two that got thrown off and have been sitting there, especially the first lady, because she's been there how long?
6 days, I guess.
So 3 days longer than the other guy. But the new dude who got thrown off is going to just clean up.
He is a competition beast.
So
he was the best swimmer.
Right.
He had the best aim. Mm-hmm. he's very built, very strong.
So everyone that got kicked off so far, three, I guess you said,
yes.
Vinny, that
they all
went to that.
Uh huh.
Yeah, this sort of abandoned mm-hmm. area.
But the first two, actually, I would say the lady that was thrown off first. What's her name? Lee.
Reem.
Reem will beat Keith. In Keith's
oh, yeah.
the second
Keith
guy.
Is, Keith
Keith's,
is...
Keith's a weakling. So Reem's going to win.
Yes.
Reem would have beaten Keith, but now mm-hmm. this third guy that went over there is going to beat both of them.
Right. Well, it comes down to what is the competition,
mm-hmm.
you know? I mean, Keith seems like the smartest of the three of them.
Reem, you guys didn't like her too much, huh?
No, she's a difficult person.
Yeah.
Like, you know, maybe it should be her picture next to the definition of difficult. Because even as they, you know, maybe there should be a few people. There's a lot of difficult people in the world.
We all have our moments,
we
don't
all
we?
Do.
Yeah,
sure.
Do.
You are being difficult. I'm sorry. I'm going to continue to, though.
I know. And you know when you are, too.
I know.
Just can't help it.
So true.
Wish I could help myself.
Sometimes even in my head, I'm going, just stop. You should just stop.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not time for this. This isn't
good.
But
I'm not done.
I know. And then sometimes you can even stop yourself like for a minute. And then you just...
And,
you
and
get
another
back.
Thing.
Yeah. Oh, one more thing I forgot to say. About this. Anyway, very excited for tonight on Survivor.
Oh.
And the preview said that they're going to split the... Do you know about this?
What is it?
Because you said you didn't watch a preview for next week.
No. Go ahead. What's a preview? Okay. They showed it to everybody.
All
What's
right.
the difference?
They're
going
to go from two tribes to three.
Oh, you already told me that.
Oh, I did. Okay. Spoiler alert, everyone, in case you didn't see the previews for this week. So, hump day. Lots of good stuff happening, including your chance to see Justin Timberlake.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Hey. There we go. Cry me a river. Cry me a... That was, I think that was Bryn's best moment ever.
Crimea?
Crimea. When Crimea. The Crimean Peninsula
yeah.
was in the news all the time.
So
and every
dumb,
time
though.
Crimea
so
would come up.
Great, though.
All of a sudden he goes, Crimea. And I just lost my mind. I'm
so
like,
good.
That is brilliant.
Yeah.
Crimea. goes around, comes all the way back around. Goes around. Oh, so good. I love JT.
Yeah. People say he puts on a great show,
oh,
too.
I'm sure he does. He's just like so, you know, there's like different echelons of, mm-hmm. of entertainers. He's just at the top. He's amazing. And he just seems like such a cool guy. Like, you can be friends with him. I love that he and Jimmy Fallon have that relationship that they do. He like stops by the show and does funny things with them all the time. He used to go on SNL all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just likes it. And the whole D in a box. I mean, come on.
Oh, that's classic.
That's good. That's just good times.
You got stock in this guy or what's going on?
I guess I do.
I just really like him.
I love him. This is his rescheduled show this Friday. Mm-hmm. This isn't some time off in the distant future, a dot on the horizon. This is this Friday. You can see Justin Timberlake if you're calling number 9-800-400-3697. Oracle Arena this Friday. Tickets and upgrades are available at LiveNation.com. Upgrades. Ooh. Mm-hmm. And we have tickets all week. Brandon is answering the phones. He's sitting in for Hooman this morning, so you get to talk to someone who's friendly. And
great job, Brandon.
A little less difficult. Just a little less difficult. Bringing sexy back. All right, let's jump into this huge college admissions scandal. The big names are Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman. But there are lots and lots and lots of names.
Now, for starters, the two big names have completely different crimes, correct?
Well, I mean, the bottom line on both of them is that they paid to get their kids admitted into the colleges of their choice. Felicity Huffman, it looks like she basically paid to get some help with SAT scores. Mm-hmm. And Lori Loughlin.
Financially, though, Felicity Huffman, I think, only spent like
$15,000.
By comparison,
right.
Lori Loughlin and her
Massimo.
Husband spent.
He's arrested too, by the way. Well, I mean, I think he's the only one. She's out of the country.
I have to believe she must have known that, right?
She
must have known something was coming down to be out of the country. I'm out of the country.
Oh, I don't know what to tell you.
Because this ass does not sit in jail.
Sorry. Well, the rich people never sit in jail then.
What I was going to say, though, is I think part of the scam is that the amount of money given is given to this dude's set up charity, which right. means they're taking the charitable contribution and using it on their tax forms. Mm-hmm. So now they're using this. So they're fudging federal documents.
Well, the
documents.
Actual charges are, and so it's really got nothing to do with it. These aren't mentioned. Here are the actual charges. Conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. Mail fraud charges. Maybe this is just where they're starting.
That's where they're starting.
The implications of giving a quote unquote charitable donation that you're now taking a tax write off for, and that someone that like this guy who's running this whole thing, if that's really a charitable foundation, there are huge, you know, big sets of rules around those things, and you can't be using that to bribe people.
His name was?
Bill Singer, I think. Let me find it.
Did you hear about him in the courtroom
William
yesterday?
William Singer.
I did not.
Okay. He was in the courtroom yesterday, and he was 1,000% honest the whole time. Mm. Yes, Your Honor, I did that.
Oh, he's pleading guilty.
I did that a bunch of times, Your Honor. Ooh. I did that and more, Your Honor. He's not even kind of trying to fudge his way out of this. I'm reading, it wasn't a transcript, but it was the retelling of this dude being in court. And he was admitting to everything.
Yeah, I wonder if that's his best bet. And I wonder if he feels like he'll get a more lenient sentence if he's easy to get info out of and if he turns over all
these
other people.
He's got a lawyer who's directing him.
Right.
Because that is...
Well, and if they've got him dead to rights, there's no sense denying it. It's like the whole Jussie Smollett thing. I'm like, dude, you're only making it worse by denying
it. Well, sometimes, and I don't know enough about court, that's why you get a lawyer, because
right.
you don't know enough about court.
We don't spend our lives
there, sometimes
hopefully.
They tie crap up in court and push it and 10 years later, when it finally comes to be, it seems a lot smaller than it did at the time when it was in the news. They must have directed this guy. Listen, if you're gonna, because he's in his 60s,
I don't know,
50s, he's a gray haired guy.
I was trying to look him up.
He considers himself an entrepreneur.
Of course, but, he does. But he is one,
right?
He figured out a way.
Sure if he's looking at 20 years, his lawyer must have said, if you want to get out and still have some life on the other end of this, you need to do it this way.
You need to cough it up, and we need to make a bargain where you turn over all these people. Meanwhile, you know, people take advantage of the things that are in front of them, especially rich people. I mean, you know, I'm not saying you can't blame someone for doing something like this, but when everyone around you is like, oh, yeah, this is how you get your kid in. You go, you see this guy. He goes, yeah, here's what it's going to cost you, and we'll get your kid in. Like, he's still the guy who made it happen. I don't know that these people wouldn't have found another way, but...
I don't want to defend rich people. I'm not going to, but I think it's human nature to take advantage of any scenario.
Absolutely.
Whether that be a unemployment or this deal
right.
that they're up to. I mean, there's just... Someone's always working a deal.
Yep. So Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman are busted as part of this massive nationwide college admission scandal. This is the biggest one our Justice Department has ever investigated. They're calling it Operation Varsity Blues. And official charges against both of them are these. I mean,
it's so Hollywood.
I know.
Well,
you know, someone's
writing
a script
that.
Right now. Thank you. Operation Varsity Blues. And I was so surprised when I read what the charges were because I figured it was just like you're being a bad person and
mail fraud.
Right? Yeah. They're both mail fraud things. Honest services mail fraud and conspiracy to commit mail fraud. So, in a nutshell. There's a guy named William Singer. He set up a fake charity that rich people would pay into. In exchange, he would fraudulently get their kids into some of the top schools in the country, sometimes with straight-up bribes. But he would also help students cheat on college entrance exams, and he'd even fake athletic credentials for them. And that often included staging photos of them playing a sport.
Oh, my goodness.
Or taking pictures of another athlete and photoshopping their face onto it. So super creative. People were paying from thousands to millions of dollars to get their kids into schools like Georgetown, UCLA, USC, Stanford, Wake Forest, Yale, and many others. He's been running the scam since 2011. Felicity Huffman, you'd probably know her from Desperate Housewives, but she's been in a ton of stuff. And she's married to William H. Macy.
Uh-huh.
Like, there were just a couple that you've seen.
Very talented, both of them.
Yep.
Did you see what they did with her Instagram?
No. What they did?
All her Instagrams now have been looked at by people, and they're like, well, don't these read different? And it's her and William H. Macy, and everything she writes is, me and my partner in crime out for a night on the town. She uses partner in crime a lot. And now that she's being brought on charges, everyone's having a laugh about the way that many of her posts have similar sort of...
He, by the way, has not been charged, but they're calling that kind of a technicality because she's the one on all the emails.
Mm-hmm.
They have evidence that he participated in talks for the younger daughter, but they didn't go through with that one.
Mm.
So they're calling him a witness. They're saying, I think they're going to just try to get people to cooperate. And, like, look, we've got you.
Well, he can't testify against the wife, can he?
No, he can't, actually. Right? What happened with Felicity Huffman is that after she took the SAT, the proctor secretly corrected all her wrong answers. Or not all of them, but lots of them. But they almost didn't get the proctor that they wanted. The feds have an email that Felicity wrote to Singer in 2017 that says, rut-row. Literally, rut-row.
Oh, it does.
Looks like my daughter's high school wants to provide their own proctor. Get on this, basically. They talked with Singer about doing it again for their younger daughter, but then decided not to. As for Lori Loughlin, she and her husband, Massimo Giannulli. Is that how you say
his name? I don't know how you say his last name.
They both got nailed. They paid $500,000 to have their two daughters designated as recruits to the USC crew team, even though neither of them participated in that sport.
By the way, it's the guy I thought it was. I looked it up.
The designer guy?
From the car wash.
Uh-huh.
He's the dude.
He's totally recognizable.
He's a volleyball, he made volleyball shorts and shirts.
That's so funny.
Well, in Newport Beach and grew that thing to...
Now he's worth $80
million. Well, so here's what happened. It was growing. They went public and it started to tank. He sold it or he put his product in Target, which is basically selling out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so he did. He is the young...
He's the Target guy.
That guy too. All right.
Yes, he's that guy. He put his stuff in Target and it made him they were... fat again.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sold to a holding company, which, like I told you, that other brand, Stussy, he did the same thing. You sell to this big conglomerate, mm-hmm. and you basically give your name away.
Right.
They take your name. So
for $85 million, I will sell my name.
That's,
if anyone
well,
would like
it,
please let me know.
That's it. It's worth it in the case where you go, I can't grow it from here.
Right. And I will take your $85 million and I will sit down fat and happy and get my kids into the very best schools possible.
Right.
The feds are saying that Lori Loughlin and Massimo sent the school pictures of the girls rowing on rowing machines. And that was as many, that was as much as ever, like, they're on the crew team. Here's pictures of them on rowing machines. So charges have been filed against dozens of people, including exam administrators, school athletic coaches, parents. Not sure if they're going to go after any of the kids. Although they are saying that what will happen to the kids now depends on whether or not they knew about it. And I mean, I guess potentially on how they're doing in school. But any one of those kids, anybody, like, there's pictures of the kids now. Mm-hmm. So they're screwed. Well, everybody at that school is going to know your parents bought your way in here.
We talked about this at dinner last night, and I'm curious how you feel about this. So you're a student.
Mm-hmm.
You know your grades, right? You know what you've done in order to boost your resume.
My essay must have been amazing.
Was it, though?
I think it was.
Was it, though?
I mean, my mom helped me write it.
Has your mom been extremely, maybe even overly involved in this process getting
you? She really wanted me to get into the best school.
Right.
She's really
I have a feeling the kids
persistent.
Know. I just don't think
of
they can.
Of course they know.
Right.
They posed for these photos. They had to sign their name on many application papers.
They had to have seen their, you know, SAT score go, wow, that's
and they
400
the
points higher than my PSAT.
To back it up. You got to know your own story, right?
So they are at, so while the parents led them astray,
sure.
And the parents certainly, that I mean, if that's the person who's guiding your, I mean, that sucks, but you are, as a kid, you know. I don't think there's any kid out there going, I didn't get in here for reals. I think they all know.
Mm. Yesterday, Felicity was arrested by FBI agents with guns drawn.
What?
They went up to her
guns.
House and had their guns out yesterday at 6 a.m.
Yeah,
it's a little much.
Her bond was set at $250,000. She was ordered to surrender her passport. William H. Macy showed up and I guess, you know, wrote the check. I'm not sure how that all works. Lori would have gotten the same treatment today, but she was out of the country. She's expected to surrender today. They did pick up Massimo, apparently. And the thing I was reading this morning is that his was $1 million bond. And I'm wondering if that's just because of the disparity in what they paid.
Mm.
You know, the Massimos are into it for $500,000.
Yeah.
And
here's the deal. So this guy, William or Rick Singer, founded the Edge College and Career Network. That's the name of his business that was helping people get into schools.
Mm-hmm.
Then he founded the Key something.
The Key Foundation.
And that's where the donations were going. And so there were two separately named things happening, working together to make this happen for people.
Let's see.
Sarah, someone's saying Lori films Hallmark movies in Canada. She'll probably be arrested when she returns at customs.
Oh, boy.
Which made me think, wow, if she does a lot of work outside the country, that's going to be a problem, having a record now.
Right. I mean, our own Bryn couldn't get into Canada one time just because he might or might not have been convicted of a crime.
Or she's being held for reshoots for a long, 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 long,
yeah,
long,
I'm sorry,
long time.
I can't come back yet.
Yeah, right.
Felicity knew she was a target of this federal investigation into bribery. Which is not one of the charges, by the way. But she had no idea that seven feds would show up at her door yesterday morning with their guns drawn. They're saying, let's see, they were asleep. The two daughters were home when the agents ordered her out of the house. She actually knew that the arrest was looming and said she would have gladly surrendered on her own. The feds saw it differently. An FBI source says they drew their guns as a precaution against the very dangerous Felicity Huffman, apparently. And they say it's always left to the agent's discretion whether or not
Yikes.
To draw. They took her to a federal building. She was processed by federal marshals. So they're saying here the indictment claims the daughter was given twice the amount of time to take the SAT as other students, and the paid proctor agreed to secretly correct her answers afterward. The docs claim that she got 1420. I think out of a possible 1600 on an SAT, right? I'm not sure what the SAT is anymore.
I'm not sure what it is.
It changed since we were kids.
Yeah.
I thought it was 1500.
Just all
eight something, or seven something. I don't know. I forget.
Like a 750, 750.
Yeah.
And I thought it was 8 and 8 when I was a kid.
16?
It was.
16? Vaughn says 1600.
Oh, 1600.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 8 and 8.
Yep.
So she got 1420. Which is 400 points over the PSAT that she had taken.
What I read about that one is there was a dummy answer thing that she filled out. So she filled out one. Then this person was actually took the official test,
sat down
and fixed the answers to get her the score she needed as they were entered in.
You know, I'm not going to get to anything else here, but we'll talk about it more. There is so much on this, including mm-hmm. our local.
That's what I don't know that. I need to hear that part.
Do you?
I do. Mm-hmm. I think that this.
I debated whether or not I should say all the local names, but then I'm like, "F it." You know, they're going to get said on the news. It'll just be fun. Plus, there's someone from my town.
Oh
what?
My
what do you
God!
Mean?
Shut up.
There's someone from Mill Valley.
Yeah. You know what? What if it was one of your friends? Would you still?
I'd have
say
a very
it?
Different opinion. Maybe
see
how I don't
you
know
are?
If I
these
would
people
or not.
Are private citizens.
I know. So, what do you think I should do?
I don't know. Let's talk about it.
Okay, sounds good. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
I don't know. I want to go and talk to you guys about it and find out what you're going to do.
All right.
Well, we'll do that during the break.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 6:38 and it is Hope Day morning. Oh, I just realized we won't be peaking for the week this week. Hooman is out for the next 7 days or so mm-hmm. on a doctor's note because of his chronic back pain. And it just crossed my mind. There will be no...
Yeah.
It's possible he could be back. You never know.
Oh, that he will suddenly, like, miraculously
well,
feel
the power
better.
Of and... prayer? Who knows?
That is
or
true.
One of these many great doctors he's seeing. What did he say? Right. Seven doctors, right. Three times
Some
a
of them
week?
He can only see two or three times a week.
You guys. Let's not talk about his back problems.
I know, poor thing. If you're listening right now, Hooman, obviously, I wish you a pain-free day.
So many people. I mean, we hear that all the time. Vinny, you've certainly done stories about chronic
pain. I had chronic neck pain.
Yeah.
And it was all tied to this one fall on my stupid skateboard. Mm-hmm. And that's not that my skateboard's stupid, but, you know, I probably shouldn't have been in the skate park.
With the kids.
Initially, didn't you think it was your hand? And then turned out
my
later
hand
on was...
hurt so bad that everything else fell away.
Yeah.
I swear I'd broken my hand or my wrist, I mean.
Right. But the jarring just knocked something out.
But it was the shoulder that ultimately, and the whole thing is connected.
Exactly. Weird how things are connected. I'm still not 100% on my left leg.
Oh, with your sciatica or whatever it was?
Still not 100%.
Jesus.
I know.
Man, we are just getting old and broken down.
I know. Look at us with our ailments.
Speak for yourself. I'm fine.
Okay. You speak for yourself after this.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app.
Hello.
You can listen to this show on Radio.com.
That's true.
The app, Radio.com. Here's what's happening. Imagine,
if you will,
you could be a hero and save 737 lives in one day.
I would love to.
Would you do it?
Well, what do I have to do?
You have to...
Because I'm super lazy.
Suspend the death penalty in California.
Mm. It's just my other question was, well, are they good people?
Right. You know...
California Governor Gavin Newsom is going to sign a sweeping order today putting an executive moratorium on California's death penalty.
Just so this will last as long as he's governor.
Right.
You know, we haven't killed anybody since 2006 or something anyway.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very expensive to have people on death row. It's like 10 times what it costs for a normal prisoner. The taxpayers pay it. There's a million reasons not to do it. Not the least of which is, what if someone's innocent? I get that there's plenty of people up there that aren't and should be put to death. I'm actually for killing the bad people. But for the one guy that gets killed and he's innocent, and for the amount of money that it costs taxpayers, I say just abolish it.
Ballot initiatives are often nuanced, and there's different stuff in each one.
Yeah.
So, you know, this statement might be a little bit misleading. But in 2012 and again in 2016, California voters rejected ballot measures aimed at abolishing the death penalty.
Mm.
So the people had a chance to get rid of it and didn't. Again, I don't know what was in those initiatives. Maybe it seemed extreme or there were stuff attached to it where they went, that's pork, we're not taking that.
Right, it's possible. You know, just to me, I don't like the fact that it just costs us so much money to keep these people on death row. Like, exorbitant amounts. Millions of dollars. More, probably.
Here's Newsom speaking. Our death penalty system has been, by any measure, a failure. It has provided no public safety benefit or value as a deterrent. It has wasted billions of taxpayers' dollars. Most of all, the death penalty is absolute, irreversible, and irreparable in the event of human error.
There it is. Yeah, so, I don't know.
Anyway, and according to this, although California, by comparison, is probably as big as these three states put together, but governors of Colorado, Oregon, and Washington State have all issued the same moratoriums in recent years.
Oh, is that so?
So it's not some...
Right, some new thing that he's come up with.
But again, California, by comparison, I bet our jails are probably as populous as one of those states.
Right.
Which is another problem, but there you go.
Yeah, feels like the whole system needs reform.
Oh, boy.
Those are big problems.
This next story... You know,
more than I can handle.
I know. I just don't want to. There's Survivor on tonight. Can I just blank my mind and watch
Sorry,
that?
This one's gonna be.
Oh no! Uh-oh. Oh no!
So guys aren't currently winning, and in many cases, deservedly so. Harvey and Kevin and more, but this guy.
Oh, what did this guy do?
The PR on him. A 24-year-old woman in England says she went on a date with a guy back in around December, and 3 months later, he sent her a list of 15 ways she could improve herself so he might want to date her.
Oh.
Like, you know, extended.
So 3 months later, after one date,
this is
he's
real,
been
too.
Thinking about her and says, if it wasn't for these 15 things, you might have a shot with me.
This guy.
Lucky girl.
Writes this to this
lady.
All
right, let's hear this. This is good.
If you lost some weight, you'd look incredible. 20 to 30 pounds.
Oh.
He told her she looked really pale and a fake tan wouldn't hurt. Show more cleavage. This guy.
Wow.
Is such a jerk. Okay. Wear clothes that suit your figure so I'm not embarrassed to be seen with you.
Oh, he is rotten.
Dye your hair a normal color and add extensions. Longer hair is more attractive. And stop wearing so much makeup.
You just said she was pale.
Apparently on their date, she talked about how she got lip injections once and regretted it. But he told her, you should get those again. Oh my God. This guy's such.
How old is this girl?
She's 24.
Is this going to just, I mean, if you got this letter in the mail, what would this do to you mentally? I'd be like, is this what it's come to? Is this what I'm dealing with?
So horrible. You hunt him down, right?
I think you do. You just have to say, it's time for this guy to be done.
You need so much more confidence. Confidence is sexy.
Oh.
He said the fact that he didn't get a kiss at the end of the night hurt his feelings, so she should be more sensitive and not such a prude.
Wow.
He wanted a kiss from her even after the last eight?
He ripped on her for drinking a regular Coke instead of diet. Again, to the weight
Right,
dig.
Back to the weight thing.
Get a sense of humor. You didn't laugh at a single one of my jokes. This is what a guy sent a lady after a date.
Did she post this on social media?
She must have, yeah.
This is unreal. The nerve of this guy. Mm-hmm. Boy, he sounds like a real prize too, huh?
Yeah.
You made me feel bad when you offered to pay. Like you thought I didn't have enough money after I told you how much was in my account.
This guy's he's awful.
You didn't compliment me once, he says.
Oh.
On the list
Unlike
of things.
All his compliments right. that he's giving her, I see.
Oh boy.
Oh, he is. Let's bring back the death penalty.
Let that sink in, everyone.
Yeah, that is just
wow.
That is great.
It looks like she posted it on her Facebook and she has not given the guy's name.
Oh, that's too bad. She should. She should give his name.
Well,
did she even remember, like, a date you went on? If you date all the time, like on an app or something, would you even remember someone that you dated 3 months before that you didn't even bother to kiss at the end of the night?
No.
Be like, who the hell is this from?
Well, let's remember, Yuzi likes to have 3 dates in a night.
Mm.
There's A, B,
yeah, how
and
am I
C.
gonna remember
Sorry,
that?
C, B, then A.
Right.
Her so main she, man.
You wouldn't remember him a week later. How's this girl supposed to remember him 3 months later?
Can I ask you a question about the multiple dates in a day?
What?
Didn't you find it boring?
Boring? That sounds exciting.
Yeah, what do you mean boring?
Well, I mean, like, on any given day, we have a certain list of things we got to get done, whatever that might be. A little laundry, a little, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever you got to eat.
Stop at the bank.
Right, sure. Whatever.
Shopping.
Typical errands. But to fit 3 dates into one day, knowing the main guy is the guy you like the most, why not just do the one main date? Like, let me rephrase that. If I were in your shoes, I would say, these two aren't the ones. That guy's the one. I'm just going to go out with my main dude.
Well, because maybe I wanted to spend time with them, too.
So you like all the three guys,
sure.
even though the one guy's the guy.
Well, it helps her kill the time until she gets
right.
to the guy. Yeah, I'll do lunch with you,
maybe
dinner
with you. Maybe
the
one guy had to go have lunch with his kids or something. I don't know.
Huh. You get that?
Yes.
I
do.
Well, I mean, the way you're defending it, I'm like, okay, I mean, I'm
I
just
don't
trying
really
to
remember.
Figure it
I don't
out.
Really remember, to be honest with you. It was so long ago, but I did like the other guys, and why not, you know, oh, you want to go to lunch? Sure, let's go to lunch.
Et cetera.
Sure, let's go to Blue.
Et cetera.
All right.
He wants to be first.
It just seems like a lot of juggling that I personally would be like, I got one date in me today and I'm going with Johnny V was the A?
Yeah.
A. I'm going with A.
Yeah. I only got one date in me.
I got lots of dates in me.
All right. Speaking of dating, how long should you date someone before you get engaged? The number one answer, you people are nuts.
Is it
You're
6 months?
Nuts.
What is it?
Less than 6 months of dating, only got 2%. Good. Because oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's really fast.
6 to 12 months got 18% saying that's 6 to 12 months. Got almost 20% of the vote saying that's the right amount of time before you propose.
Yeah. They say anything about living together in that?
No.
Because to me, I would never get engaged to someone I hadn't lived with.
Right.
Or at least if we're getting engaged and we're moving, that's when we move in together.
The winning answer for the how long should you date someone before you get engaged? 12 to 18 months.
Oh. Well,
you're nuts.
I don't know.
That's
that seems
way
fine.
Too soon.
People, you know by then.
Do you know?
You do.
I don't think you do.
Well, you don't. But many people do. You've been with someone for like a year. It's time to say, where are we going here? And should
but
we move on
with that?
But
a year goes by yeah. quickly, and life sure. may or may not have thrown that person any real curveballs in the time.
Well, you make sure you take a road trip. I think you definitely move in together. I think that's fine. Getting engaged, it's just getting an engagement, too. It's not, you know, plenty of people have really long engagements.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, winning.
That's the right thing to do. Anyway. The number one answer,
12 to 18 months. That's what you should know by then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not going
to
waste my time with you. Yeah.
Only 2% of people said more than 5 years.
Depends on how old you are, too, though.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, if there's a tick-tock.
There's a little tick-tick going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Finney's in the 2%. More than 5 years. Well, what do you think is the right amount of time?
Well, I definitely think 3 years. Mm.
3 years.
I think 3 years. You date for 3 years. If you find yourself in a situation where you've been with someone 3 years, you've taken the ups and downs mm-hmm. together and done it in stride, and you like the way each other handles themselves and handles the relationship. Because sometimes something comes up and the relationship falls to the side because they're like, I'm sorry. I have to drink myself stupid for the next 6 months because something threw me off.
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to work out for the person who's like, what?
I'll be here waiting.
Huh?
When you're done.
Wait a minute. You're going to go on a bender and never come back for 6 months?
I'll be back in 6 months. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
I don't know. I think that the more time, what's the rush? I'm here. You're here. We're together.
Well, sometimes it's rush.
We're enjoying our lives together. Like we're not. Why?
Yeah, you're having the best years of my life.
It depends on where you are in your life. If there's kids that are going to happen, are happening. There's so many variables.
You just made, you know that dig.
Which dig?
The best years of my life. You know that. You know. That is not
right.
I
don't want to waste my time with someone that's not. You know, I want to just keep up. If I'm looking, you know, if my goal is to, I will marry, I will have kids. Yeah. You know, then I'm going to start looking around.
I'm just saying, you know, someone used that dig on me.
What's that?
You know what you just said. I wasted the best years of my life on you.
Well, you're not the only person who ever heard that, you know?
What the hell?
The only person here.
That's true.
How dare you
waste the best years of her life?
How dare you waste the best years of her life?
I doubt.
By the way, I'm pretty sure she was still in her 20s when this all went down, so she should relax. Don't worry, the best years of your life. Seems like you've been having those all along.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks a lot for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
You're
cheers.
You're the best. Good friend. So your pet is fat.
Oh my God. My pet is super fat.
And it's your fault.
Yeah. Yuzi's pet is fat too.
More than half of American pets are too chunky, according to Pet Obesity Prevention Association. They're trying to tell people you're overfeeding your pet, you're under-exercising your pet, you're killing that animal.
Well, they have a very short life anyway, tragically.
Yeah.
So I might as well feed them.
Over half of the pets.
Yeah.
Considered,
you know,
obese.
I will say, though, that cats are, if you, a male cat that you cut the nuts off of, what's that called? Neutering.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, nut cutting. they blow up.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Well, they lose.
Not all of them, but some of them really just get so porky. My cat must weigh 20 pounds.
They've thrown in the towel.
Yeah. And we don't. All we give him is he gets fed once a day, and then he's got kibble out.
Mm-hmm.
And God only knows what he's out there eating in the world.
Right.
Oh, that cat can't catch anything.
Wow,
if
really?
He catches a snake, it's amazing.
Well, snake? He caught something.
Is he eating that, do you think?
I don't know.
I find them dead or I get them away from him.
Outside my kid's window, that whatever that was, and we think it was a cat, that thing ate a rat and left it outside her window.
Yeah, this one can't catch anything. The squirrels are destroying our trees out back, and he just sits underneath, and he's not even like, he's like licking his paws, like, you know, like cats do.
He's retired,
like,
huh?
Oh, my God, I guess so.
Over it. Well,
he's like a dog.
Any more rats brought to the
window?
Oh, you got any more window rats?
But man, I'm telling you, I should. And now I look back and go, so why didn't I take a picture of that? You guys would have flipped.
Well, I don't want to see that.
You do. It was a full on rib cage skeletal with a tail.
You had to scrub that window, didn't you?
I got out on that ledge and scrubbed the whole ledge out. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
It went down out that window.
Cats are super freaking useful for keeping vermin. Not my cat, but most cats are really useful. Like, you know, mice will get in your house. Rats will live under and on top of and all around you, in trees around your house. Like, they're really very good. Cats are very useful.
Sure.
I mean, it's a bummer that you had to look at the rib cage and go scrub the top of the thing.
I wanted to keep getting out there, but the rain kept coming.
Mm-hmm.
I had to wait for a break in the rain. It was outside her window for 2 weeks. We had to keep the thing shut.
Smell it?
No, but I kept thinking, if she opens the window and sees this carcass out there, she's going to flip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Won't be her last carcass. We see carcass.
I know, but you know, little kids. You never know what they're going to see in their dreams.
They might
have
bad dreams.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Anyway, of all the cats and dogs out there, over half of them are obese, so they're out there trying to get you aware that you're killing your pet. I just thought I'd mention it real quick. I know that my Willa loved food so much. She and I know that's probably why you're doing it too. You see your animal,
so they're
happy. So happy.
And there you are eating. You feel so guilty.
Rolling around on the ground going, oh my God, this is delicious. I mean, if only I liked food as much as she did.
If only. Your dog would have been even fatter.
Well, and because of her bad legs, she just, I had to stop giving her food and snacks the way I wanted. I still gave her yogurt. Snacks.
Every day for her to have.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's a phone number.
Yes.
And then you can text it as well. 415 says, surveys can help companies improve their products, services, and support. Without those surveys, companies may struggle to get their offering right. I understand that. But when you put your workforce out there and torture the workforce to torture your clients or your customers.
And to tell them, I need you to give me 5 stars on
what
every
you
category.
Are creating is, first of all, lies, because they are just trying to be cool to the person that has asked and made it clear they're not going to have their job if you don't get that thing in,
right?
That survey. But also, that lowers the satisfaction right there. Hammering me about a survey.
Right.
Like, man, I was 1 foot out the door. Now you're stopping me about this?
Ugh. Yeah, yeah, I'll do it. Bye.
Yeah, I got you. Anyway, turns out it's a big deal in the car business.
Yeah.
A big deal.
A big, big deal.
Yuzette hears about it every other day.
That's right. It's a big deal everywhere. Mm-hmm. You should read that book, The Circle.
What's that?
It's about like a social media company that's trying to take over the world. And it sort of has some, you know, poignancy, but a big part of it is this customer satisfaction thing that these people have to do. Mm-hmm. And it's just so hilarious how they like have to call the person back and, you know, find out why they only got a 97%.
97?
You know. Yeah, I know. They need 100%. You should read that book.
I like a good 97.
97 sounds like a win to me.
Yeah, 97.
But that's not what a company wants to see. Oh, 97.
I'm human.
Fail.
Room for improvement.
I'm an A-plus human.
Not overachieving, but doing solid.
Yeah.
Solid work.
Yeah.
Well, if they didn't draw their guns, everyone would be screaming white privilege. So, you know.
Oh, when the FBI went to get her?
Felicity Huffman caught up in the college entrance cheating scandal.
Mm-hmm.
She was arrested at gunpoint.
Right.
At her Bel Air mansion.
Yeah.
Was it in Bel Air?
Hollywood somewhere.
Oh, yeah, right.
I don't know if it was Bel Air. Beverly Hills, probably.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm sure we'll get to more of the, what's it called? Operation Varsity Blues.
Uh-huh.
So we'll talk
Is
about
it?
That. Yeah, that's
yes,
what it's called.
We were laughing about that.
Oh, I never saw that part of it.
Billboard Hot 100 is also coming up, and more.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.